Lows tonight, down into the 80s to low 90s.
The big storm that's dropped 2 to 3 feet of snow in the mountains is letting up now. Still some lingering light snow showers.
Now, as we take a look at tonight, it's looking great. We're in the 80s now, 87 at 6 p.m., 82 at 8.
Sound familiar? Local TV weather broadcasters are some of the most trusted people in media. We rely on them during hurricanes and snowstorms, but also to tell us if we need an umbrella before heading to the office or what the weekend weather has in store. But as the effects of climate change grow and our weather becomes more extreme, some local weather forecasts are also sounding more like this.
We are talking about the warmest temperatures in the spring seasons, getting warmer and warmer by the year. In fact, this is the latest from Climate Central, and you analyze the data since 1970 and a warming by as much as 5.5 degrees.
Climate change is real, folks, and is being caused by the increase in carbon dioxide and methane in our atmosphere.
That was Amber Sullins, chief meteorologist for ABC 15 News in Phoenix, and Mike Nelson, chief meteorologist at Denver 7. And they're part of a small but growing number of meteorologists who are addressing climate change during their local weather broadcasts. And Amber and Mike join me now. Welcome to The Takeaway.
Thank you.
Thank you. Nice to be with you.
So, Amber, let's start with you. When did you first start talking about climate change during your weather forecasts?
It was back in 2013. It was right after I had my daughter, my second child, and I was seeing the changes that were happening in my hometown of Phoenix and just becoming more sensitive to what life would look like in the decades ahead for my kids.
Mike, what about you?
Similar story, except I'm a little older than Amber, so it was with the birth of my first grandchild in 2012.
And Mike, what are some of the ways that you incorporate climate change into what can sometimes be a short spot during the news?
That is one of the challenges we have, is oftentimes you get a 2.5 to 3 minute window to talk about everything. So how do you slide climate change in there? And it's actually not as difficult as you might think. If you know that your producer has a story leading into weather that maybe is about the fire season or the drought or whatever, you can lead that into maybe a quick 30 or 60 second little primer on climate change, just talking about, you know, the trends that we're seeing, what we would expect to see with a warmer world. We'll get more drought, we'll get more wildfire seasons that are longer. I recently did an explainer showing the 4 national parks in Colorado and how the temperature had risen in the 100 years since the national park system was developed. And for instance, in Rocky Mountain National Park, we've seen an increase in temperature of about almost 2 degrees Fahrenheit in the past century. And looking ahead, the climate of Denver in the next 50 to 70 years will become more like that of Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Amber, what about you in terms of how you're able to bring this issue to light in sometimes pretty short spots during the news?
Yeah, very similar to what Mike said. I take the daily weather forecast and I use that as an opportunity to talk about climate and give my viewers a perspective on what's happening. So, for example, this summer was incredibly hot here in Phoenix. And so I dug into that data and I showed this is how many 110 degree or hotter days we've had. This is what's normal. This is how many more we've had since the 1970s or 80s. So I put those numbers into perspective for my viewers. And, you know, for example, we had highs at 115 degrees this summer a couple of times. So I dug down into that data and I showed that prior to 1960, we were only seeing about 7 115 or hotter days every 20 years. And now just since the year 2000, in this 20-year period, we've seen 42.
It's pretty amazing to think about that. And, you know, this is something, the topic, as we all know, is something that's being hotly contested in a lot of our political circles. And I'm wondering if either of you have gotten pushback from people who watch your station or management at your stations on what you're doing.
Well, I think everyone has a role to play in talking about climate change. And my role is to stay a trusted messenger and to stick to the science. And as long as I'm doing that, there's not a whole lot of pushback that can occur because I'm really just presenting the facts.
We try and keep it strictly scientific and just go with the facts, explain to people the thermodynamics behind this, and it's way more physical science than it is political science, what we're trying to convey. And I will say, and I think Amber would concur, that every time I mention climate change, I will get my handful, and it's usually the same people, that accuse me of politicizing the weather report, but I get 20 emails to every one saying thank you for talking about this. Every weathercaster ought to be at least putting some emphasis of this into their weathercast. We are trusted by our audience, and studies show way beyond where most journalists come in. The television weathercaster is the one that delivers you the severe thunderstorm warnings, the flash flood warnings, and there is a layer of trust. We're also out in the grade schools talking to the kids. Not only that, but people invite us into their living rooms. And so it gives us a great opportunity to teach good climate science, but I think also a responsibility to teach good climate science.
Also, you know, you mentioned trust, and that's something that gets built up over time. Both of you, Amber, you've been at ABC 15 since 2009, and Mike, you've been a weather forecaster for 40 years. That's four decades now. Do you think that folks who are just starting out in the business, who are new to meteorology or journalism in this particular area, are going to feel as comfortable as you all do talking about this?
It's a little daunting because if you're a brand new meteorologist, say someone that's 30 years old and maybe you have a child or two that are very young and you're brand new in a market and you start to talk about climate change and somebody sends an email saying, now you're politicizing the weather reports and I'm not going to watch you anymore, and they copy that to your boss, that can be scary. And it's frankly, it's bullying, because the number of people that are that loud about it and that skeptical is getting smaller, but unfortunately getting a little bit louder. And so part of what Amber and I have tried to do with the Station Scientist Committee is to encourage and inspire the younger weathercasters to be able to talk about this in a way that will not get them in hot water with the majority of their viewers.
Yeah, and there are lots of early career professionals out there, early career meteorologists that know about this science or are hungry to learn more about it and can find creative ways to incorporate it. And that could also help build the trust that they want to receive from their viewers if they are able to provide that extra perspective on the weather story of the day.
Do you both think that the people who watch your broadcast have started thinking maybe a little differently about climate change since you've started bringing it up?
Yeah, I know they have. They write in emails, they post on my Facebook page, and I think that's where we also have an opportunity to go beyond, you know, the 30 seconds that we're given in a newscast to talk about this stuff. It happens so quickly on TV that we, you know, sometimes take the opportunity to expand on that on Facebook posts or through Twitter or any other kind of social media. And I've seen a lot of conversations over the years and viewers that are genuinely inquisitive and want to know what's happening. And while it may start out kind of skeptical, I have seen firsthand changes in people that as they ask more questions and as I provide them the answers, it kind of gets the wheels spinning in their head, so to speak, and they start to think about these things on a deeper level and then search out the other answers they're looking for when we're talking about possible solutions.
Mike Nelson is chief meteorologist at Denver 7, and Amber Sollins is chief meteorologist for ABC 15 News in Phoenix. Thanks to you both.
Thank you very
much. Our pleasure.
All week, we've been bringing you stories of climate change in the lead up to the UN Climate Action Summit next week as part of a collaboration with 250 other media organizations called Covering Climate Now. You can find all of our coverage at thetakeaway.org/coveringclimatenow.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.